What do the Asian cities of Seoul, Shanghai, Mumbai, Delhi, and Beijing all have in common? Well, they're all depicted in the largest ever contemporary art exhibition at Boston's Museum of Fine Arts, and they're all considered mega cities.
Boston is not a megacity. Metropolitan Boston has about 4.5 million residents. A megacity is by definition a city with more than 10 million residents.
Al Miner is co-curator of the new MFA show titled Mega Cities Asia. The exhibition explores how 11 artists feel about life in those rapidly expanding, densely populated metropolises. WBUR's Andrea Shea visited the exhibit and reports.
Megacities Asia features large-scale sculptures and installations by emerging and established Asian artists. Most are in a gallery, but visitors have to seek out a few others. The pieces Che Jung-hwa created can be found both inside and outside the museum. Curator Al Miner says this Korean artist is something of an international rock star.
He is one of the most, if not the most, visible and well-known living artist in Korea. And he's done a tremendous number of projects around Asia and in Europe. But American audiences, we're a little bit behind the curve on an artist who's wildly popular elsewhere.
Miner and the museum want to change that. One of the four works Che brought to Boston is on the MFA's front lawn. It's a giant, inflatable, motorized sculpture called Breathing Flower, with slowly opening and closing petals. The red lotus blossom is a traditional symbol of nature and beauty in Asia. But Miner says the artists want people who see his mammoth polyester flower to ponder his philosophy that in a megacity, natural and artificial exist as equals.
To Che Jung-hwa, a space like where we stand now on the lawn of the Museum of Fine Arts, which feels natural, is really man-made. This was manicured and landscaped by people. It didn't just happen in the wild. And flowers like this inflatable or even plastic flowers, in a way, might even be better than natural world because they never die.
Che, who actually looks like a rock star with thick-rimmed black glasses, talks about his breathing flower with the help of MFA librarian He Jung Lee, his interpreter.
자연과 인공의 관계가 남남이 아니라 사실은 사랑하는 관계예요.
The nature and man-made object are not two different things, but they are one.
그리고 이번에 숨 쉬는 꽃 같은 경우는 길거리에서 여러 관객들을 부르는 미끼요 삐끼의 역할을 하게 돼요.
He thinks the breathing flower on the street is trying to lure people into the museum.
Che accepts the rise of artificial materials, and that acceptance of reality reveals his Buddhism-inspired view of the world. The sculpture he made for inside the museum expresses that, too. It's a huge, glittering mandala, or Buddhist prayer wheel, made with a mass of carefully arranged, cheap, and gaudy plastic chandeliers. The room it's in plays a role, too. Che covered it with reflective mylar that makes the space feel wall-like and boundless.
예를 들어서 이 방은 작지만
As this room shows, he wants to emphasize the importance of trivial things becoming infinite. He thinks that the key concept in all of the objects in cities is all about accumulation.
모든 것이 중요하다는 걸 깨달으면 되죠.
Accumulation also inspires the youngest artist in the show. 35-year-old Aditi Joshi is from Mumbai, population more than 20 million.
I see a kind of a beauty in plastic.
Especially in the plastic bags that plague her megacity. Joshi gathers piles of them, gently melts and paints each one individually, then arranges them into sculptures. The one currently in the MFA's gallery hangs in the air like some huge, colorful trash creature. It's an expression of the artist's complex feelings about the material.
People always keep saying that don't use plastic. But then again, there is also the other side of the plastic is that we cannot live without plastic. We are so much surrounded by it, and we cannot deny its presence on this planet.
Joshi doesn't deny how damaging plastic bags can be. She recalls how they choked Mumbai's drain pipes during the flood of 2005. That destructive, messy image continues to influence her today. Curator Al Miner says while many of the works in the megacities exhibition share themes of accumulation, pollution, and overdevelopment, each has its own unique story to tell.
To go from a piece like Oddities that's so bright and so colorful to a piece like this made of bamboo or a piece like this made of just salvaged construction rubble, there's a nice ebb and flow, I think, as you walk through the show.
In the gallery, visitors are invited to step around, under, and through the installations, including Asim Waqif's bamboo sound structure.
Some sounds are activated by shadow, some by touch, some by your weight. Like this one here is just if you block the light on it. Similarly here, there's a...
This architect-turned-artist lives in Delhi, where he says an unprecedented wave of new construction is unrelenting. His piece explores the legacy of bamboo as a popular building material in India.
Unfortunately, the way laws are today and the way developmental economics work, the traditional architecture has become very difficult to practice. In some cases, it's even become illegal. Industrial materials are promoted more. Some ways I'm trying to see if I can work against that.
Curator Al Miner says the interplay and tension between artificial and natural, old and new, drive the artists here, along with the sheer volume of stuff that fills their densely populated megacities.
Being from five of the world's most rapidly growing and quickly developing cities, they're seeing change right before their eyes in their home cities, and that's spawning a lot of the response in the form of artwork.
Many of the artists hope visitors respond by taking photos of the installations and sharing them on social media. Korean artist Choi Jung-hwa even placed a faux elegant chair in his shiny mandala installation so people can pose for portraits. Through his interpreter, he reflects on the challenges rapid urbanization creates in all cities, not just megacities.
Accumulation means that you are losing stuff, you are feeling lonely, and you're overwhelmed by the accumulation. So he wants to emphasize that aspect of human life in contemporary societies.
Then the artist shares one last thought. Che says, with the lens of love, nothing can be left unseen. Then he leans back in his installation's white chair to have his picture taken. For 90.9 WBUR and The Artery, I'm Andrea Shea.